Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza is underway on a football Friday. Love ourselves a football Friday. Football Friday, by the way, presented by our friends at Yingling. Unfortunately, I can't find exactly what I'm supposed to say. Just had it.
If you had paper, written, handwritten paper, you can't lose it, man.
Trying to save the planet, man. Yingling, a beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania, please drink responsibly.
Man, had that happened to me, bro, you'd be all over me.
He had just asked me, too. Solana says, you have the liner for Yingling, right? And I said, yeah, I read it already in the 2 o'clock hour. I've got it. No problem. Man, Solana is just, he is on fire lately.
That happened a minute ago.
But
a minute ago.
Last night amped his head up. That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's feeling it. He's producing well, and he's feeling it. We were out at Funky Buddha Brewery last night. We watched the Panthers game out there, and we went there after the show, and the place was packed. And we are always appreciative. Just mad love from listeners. Yeah. They just love the show. In fact, one of the guys there told me, I get into my car, and I hear you saying, may have been KC, by the way, the owner. I can't remember. Or the founder, I should say.
Yes.
He was saying, I get into my car and I hear you saying, hey, if you don't like to laugh and have fun, this isn't the show for you. And it's always so heartwarming. So many people come up, they go, yeah, I can't wait to get in the car, wherever I'm listening. You guys always make me laugh. And that's all we try to do. I was telling somebody there, I'm not trying to teach anybody anything. We're not delving into serious topics. We just want to laugh and have fun.
Yes.
And Solana last night was the beneficiary of almost all the love, because as people would come up, they obviously recognize you from your Dolphins days, and then I'm close to you the moment I start talking. Oh, you're Hockman. And then we say, there's Alejandro Solana, our producer. And all of them, their eyes light up, and they got to get pictures with them, and they got to shake his hand, and they loved Solana. We found yesterday our breakout star, a dark horse to win Rookie of the Year, Alejandro Solana, receiving more love than Tyler Hero on people's Rookie of the Year ballots. I mean, it was something to behold.
It was weird because they'll see you, like I say, hear your voice, and there was a bunch of people around, and they'd be like, oh, that's Hawk? And they'll, you know, get excited. Oh, yeah, go talk to him. He's a nice dude. Hey, is that Solana? You want to talk to Solana?
And then they're like, Solana!
And they go crazy. I was surprised.
We love your headlines. We love the weather report. I'm not even joking. This isn't a radio bit. Like that, I was walking back to my car last night. There were so many people at Funky Buddha. The walk to my car was about 25 minutes because their parking lot extends so far north. Like, it's unbelievable.
Like you parked in my yard.
I'm walking to my car and I'm thinking, man, Solana broke out. Like, there are breakout stars. Like, what was the group Justin Timberlake was in?
NSYNC.
NSYNC. He's by far the big, Beyonce and Destiny's Child,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Solana's on the road to being, if there were three Destiny's Childs, we're the three children, Destiny's Children.
Like children.
Solana's Beyonce. You're Solange.
He's Kelly.
You're Solange. Is she in Destiny's Child? I just think that's Beyonce's sister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Kelly Rowland.
Kelly Rowland. No, you're Kelly Rowland.
I'm Kelly Rowland.
I'm the one that you can't even name.
You're Christina?
Is that what her name was?
I guessed.
And he's Beyonce.
Wow.
Crazy night at Funky Buddha last night. Thank you to everybody that came out, by the way. And thank you for Funky Buddha for hosting us and feeding us. It was a great time.
It took me a to-go tray.
And we didn't end up betting the Panthers game. We did end up betting Thursday Night Football. We had the over, and I think it was 20 at halftime? It was either 20 or 27 at halftime. It was 27 real quick in the second half.
Yeah, second half.
And then the scoring just kept multiplying.
That second half of football, the third period of Panthers, nothing was more surprising than Solana. Honest, man, really, I was so surprised, the reaction to you. It was amazing.
That Thursday Night Football game, Russell Wilson, people sleep on him, man. That dude's top three-quarter – I got to think about this. Brady's the best quarterback in the league or Mahomes?
Mahomes.
Mahomes 1, Brady 2.
Yeah.
You're putting Brady over Aaron Rodgers right now?
Yeah. I mean, the Patriots Packers undefeated too?
Packers, no, I think they just lost on Thursday Night Football to the Eagles. They were 3-0 before that. But, man, like, we talked about it last week or maybe on Monday. Brady is trying to avoid getting hit.
Right, but that doesn't make him a bad quarterback. It just makes him smart at his age not to take
any
hits.
Right, because a play against Buffalo in the fourth quarter doesn't matter mean compared to what they're trying to get to. But I still think Aaron Rodgers, he's still, I think, the best quarterback in the NFL, above Patrick Mahomes.
I would go Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers. I really think I would go that 1, 2, 3.
It's weird with Brady because – right now, like, Rodgers still has his fastball. Rodgers can hit anywhere on the field. Brady can't anymore. But if you give me a quarterback to win in the fourth quarter, I'm picking Brady over Mahomes, Rodgers, all of them. Brady is a different – he's a different beast.
But the guy that you would want right now is Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, like building just, forward to the future. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Patrick's so, he's going to be the
so
new
where
Brady.
Where does Russell Wilson fall?
Top five, hands down.
Top five quarterback.
And remember, we were arguing about the NFC representative, this, you know, early predictions in the Super Bowl. You got to sneak Seahawks up there with Dallas now.
Yep. Totally.
And the Eagles and all those teams, man.
You think he's a better quarterback than Dak.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
So he's that kind of
Dak,
waltz.
He's better than Wentz.
He's top five quarterback in the league.
Yeah, because you're
not putting better than Brees.
Matt Ryan, Drew Brees now. He's older.
He's
hurt again.
I'm talking about guys that are playing too. Yeah.
Goff.
I don't put him in that category yet. He has flashes. There's no question.
He throws the ball. I think he threw it 68 times last week in that loss to the Bucks.
He throws the ball.
Let him throw that biscuit. But Goff, he's not in that top. He's nowhere close
missing?
To the top
I feel
five.
Like I'm missing someone.
No, I have the list here. Deshaun Watson.
He's I do
not
love
in that
Deshaun
list.
Watson.
But he's not in that list, right, of elite yet? I don't
he's
think
not
he's on that
five.
List.
He might sneak into top 10.
He's
not
top
in the
10
five.
For sure.
Yeah, he's
top
not
10
in the five,
for
though.
Sure.
Cam Newton.
No.
Injured, hasn't looked good this year.
Last year, too. Cam's going downhill.
Big Ben, obviously, injury. He's
We're forgetting about the best quarterback in the league, Gardner Minshew.
Get old Uncle Rico out of here.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo?
You know, he's playing good ball.
I mean, he is.
But it's not what you saw out of Russ last night.
No.
That throw in the back of that end zone.
But I think Garoppolo would have to be top 10 right now. Top 10 quarterback in the league just based on their record, right?
Yeah.
But can't we credit their defense for them winning those games more? Indictment on Jimmy G, but I'm just saying, like, I think it's their defense that's balling out and keeping them at 4-0 or whatever they are.
It's the funny thing. You can talk about that with Brady as well because the Patriot defense is top three in every category you can be in defensively, but Brady's over there looking great as well. But you know what I'm saying, where the whole team has to come together, but just flat out need a quarterback. Need two drives to win a game. I don't know if I'm putting Garoppolo too high on that list.
Somebody texts in, I'm Michelle, by the way. That was the third member of Destiny's Child that nobody knows. Michelle.
Not there Christina?
No, it's Michelle. Let's get headlines with Beyonce here.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll get to these MLB playoff start times later because seriously, I'm fed up.
How do people like this guy?
I'm fed up with the
what
MLB
am I missing?
And their start times.
Like, what am I missing here?
Wait till I give you these start times later. Seriously, but
later? How long is this update?
Just giving the people what they want, Hawk.
All right.
Rockets coach Mike D'Antoni was the first in NBA history to use the new rule where you can challenge the ref's call. He did it last night, obviously in a preseason game, when he challenged an offensive foul called on James Harden.
How is this the lead story in your headlines? What am I missing with this guy?
The preseason challenge?
Mike
and you're
D'Antoni
not excited?
On an offensive foul? Like, there's a Hurricanes game tomorrow. It's a football Friday.
I thought it would be an interesting story, especially moving forward in the season. We've seen how challenging flags in the NFL has been such a big story. In the NBA, not many people know that's a new rule that's also going to make a big impact in games.
All right. Well, I beg to differ. You have anything else?
Yeah. The Miami Hurricanes are back from their bye. They play Virginia Tech tomorrow, 3:30 at The Rock.
There we go. It's a football Friday.
FIU also back in action. They host UMass tomorrow at Ricardo Silva Stadium, a 7 p.m. start time.
Pause up, Papa.
The Panthers' season home opener is tomorrow versus the Tampa Bay Lightning. Obviously, they're 0-1. We just spoke to Coach Q in the last segment. That game also at 7 p.m. at the BB&T Center.
Yeah, let's hope that place is packed. Let's hope that there's a lot of big crowds at the BB&T Center for hockey tonight.
And finally,
for hockey this season, excuse me.
And finally, HBO has announced a new late night style talk show that'll be hosted by Elmo from Sesame Street.
No, that can't be.
There's
something
true.
Wrong with that story. Do you just make stuff up at the end of the headlines?
It's going to be called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo.
They're not going to do that to a Muppet character. Like, they're not going to make Elmo work blue. Which, by the way, if Elmo worked blue, he'd be Grover.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, everybody. You have weather?
Are you working on material, Solana?
It cannot be true.
Is he having stand-up?
Be true, I believe. Why don't we call this fake news? Let me see. Elmo HBO.
I got the celebration music ready.
Wow, look at that. HBO Max gets exclusive rights for Elmo-hosted talk show. Elmo is getting his own talk show on HBO. The popular Sesame Street star will be interviewing celebrities on a show called The Not Too Late Show with Elmo. Production will begin next month, but no air date has been announced. Wow. Now I know why Solana's the breakout star from this show. I mean, he's got his pulse on America while you and I are just flailing over here making 1974 Grover jokes.
So Elmo's going to have a talk show.
Elmo is going to have a talk show.
For grown people.
I guess so.
Yeah, and he's going to be interviewing like real celebrities, like pop icons, stuff like that, yeah.
Right. Is that voice going to get annoying?
Of
after
course
the...
it will. That's why I didn't believe the story. This is dead on arrival.
One time's cute.
Right.
Every single day?
Hey, it's Al Pacino. Who would want to watch that?
Hey.
Hey, Al, what was your favorite movie that you ever made? Elmo likes. It's like, all right, you got weather there?
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is currently 87 degrees, partly sunny. The dew point, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind moving from the east at 11 miles per hour. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
7 degrees Fahrenheit. Wind. What?
Seven.
Worst thing that ever could have happened to this show was a listener last night going up to Solana and saying, I love when you give the dew point.
Do you have periods in your sentences?
He just stops at any point. It doesn't matter if it's the beginning of the next sentence, just whenever he feels like taking a break.
Run on.
Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, and he's going to join us in the next segment. He had a brutal week last week.
Yeah.
A brutal week. And I make no bones about it.
Nope.
He has a winning week. He has a winning week. Pizzola gave us a winner last night. Y'all cashed your ticket if you took his advice. Sterling had a brutal week with us last week.
Am I playing his song?
I don't know. When he calls in, you find out if he wants to play Roland because he was 2-6. Not 2 out of 6. 2-6. 2 wins, 6 losses. So he had a brutal week. Hopefully it'll be a bounce back week for Lee Sterling.
Play his song low. Don't turn it
very
up.
Very subtle.
Yeah,
real
subtle. Slide it in.
So Lee Sterling, give us some, hopefully some better picks in the next segment that he did last week.
Late in the season, those mahi are out there still, and the big ones start rolling in. I'm going to sneak out there on the boat, and if you are a boater, I want to tell you about Complete Marine, located 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. First off, they're a Nautic Star boat that are featuring Yamaha outboard motors, as well as a certified Mercury and Suzuki outboard dealer as well. If you're looking for a new boat, a pre-owned boat, looking to trade or sell your current boat, there's 100 boats on the lot at Complete Marine. There's 100 trailers on the lot, and if exactly what you want is not in stock, they will find it for you. They're also a full service waterfront facility just west of Lake Santa Barbara with a state-of-the-art fuel dock. They have all the ice, they have the wine, they have the beer. You can go there and load up to get ready for a day on the water. They service most inboard and outboard motors, including Yamaha, Suzuki, Mercury, Merc Cruisers, Volvo, and Volvo Diesel. And they will provide complete gas and diesel pre-purchase engine inspections by their certified technicians back in the garage. There's 100 years of combined experience back in the garage. Those guys are awesome. them. Drop your boat off. They will fix it, and they'll get you out on the water, get you rolling. And exactly what you need is at Complete Marine. Give them a call, 954-567-BOAT. That's 954-567-2628, or visit CompleteBoat.com. Get over there and holler at Dave. His amazing staff he's put together at Complete Marine, 800 South Federal Highway in Pompano Beach. From bottoms to repower, we do it all at Complete Marine.
Get some gambling advice from Lee Sterling in the next segment on Hockman and Crowder. So, did you find out when you were talking to Lee Sterling on hold if he wants Rollin' 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 as his music?
He told me not to play his song until he has a winning week.
I appreciate that kind of ownership, yeah, of a bad weekend. Look, and I'll say this before I bring on Lee Sterling. I mean, hell, we spent, was it yesterday? No, Wednesday. We spent an hour playing back some of my radio crap. I've put up a lot of 2 and 6s in my life in radio. So, and I will continue to put up 2 and 6s up until Len gets smart and fires my ass.
Or gives us more stations, one of the two. One of the two is going to happen.
I'm like the living version of the producers. I'm keep failing my way into more success. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper, and his website is ParamountSports.com, ParamountSports.com, and on Twitter, at Paramount Sports. I always point out, he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking, gambling with him, and he's really usually very good with us. Happened to have an off week, and he's taking ownership, I guess. You're taking ownership of it. Yes, Lee?
Absolutely. It's sobering. Even the dog didn't pay me much attention for 3 or 4 days. So it happens. And hit the library and spent a couple extra hours finding my mistakes. I do that even when I win. So I think that's important to realize the mistakes that you make. And sometimes you get lucky and you get some lucky wins and you got to figure out why you got lucky. But I think we'll get back on track. And I do not want Rawhide until I have a winning week again. So
that's fair.
Gotta
I like
some
that.
Ownership there.
I like that. Lee Sterling, again, 2 and 6 by my estimation last week. And I write myself notes after each of your games. And I generally write to myself winner or loser. So I know on one of them I had to write loser of epic proportion.
The Maryland game,
which was a Friday night game. I was in L.A., so I forgot to bet it because it started so early. Like, my head just wasn't wrapped around, because I think it was a 4 o'clock kickoff in L.A. And right. So that game, you even won the money line on that game. I think Maryland was losing 80-0 right at half. All right. Well, listen, you're going to bounce back here. I can feel it.
Yes.
I feel it too.
All right. Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website. Hurricanes, our Miami Hurricanes. They host Vatek on Saturday. They are a better team than Vatek. Should be an easy game for them, but I don't know with this Miami team. They are -14, 2-touchdown favorite right now.
Easy game. I mean, unless we're playing an FCS opponent, I don't see any game as easy from here on out. Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that Hendon Hooker will take over for Willis as the quarterback. His kid's a tall, rangy kid, 6'4", goes about 220, more of a running threat than the other quarterback. They might play both of them. I can't get a real good feel on this kid. There's not much film on him from when he was in high school, and he was an all-state quarterback. I think his team won the state championship twice, but there's just not much film on him. Don't know whether he played at a smaller level or something, played at high school, Dudley High School. Haven't heard of that. I fly into Greensboro when I visit my daughter in North Carolina in college, but have not heard of that high school. I think you take Virginia Tech and the 14 points here. The total's in the mid-40s. Miami with the offensive line, an absolute mess, and the reports I'm getting, it's not getting any better in practice. Could it improve later in the season or next year? Absolutely. But Virginia Tech always gets up for this game, and they're coming off just getting whitewashed against Duke here. I'm going to take the points in Virginia Tech.
All right. And I know you're a Hurricanes fan. That's not easy for you to say. FSU, FAU, they're on bye weeks, but there are some other college games that are of interest to us. In fact, there's a game tonight. UCF is a 4-point favorite tonight at Cincinnati.
people are betting Cincinnati, like they're going to the window early and often. I don't see it. I think their defense is improved, and you know they have a coach that really has a Luke Fickell has a defensive background. He was at Ohio State, but they lost the last 2 years to UCF 38-13 and 51-23. Cincinnati, you know, they seem to have recovered after they lost 42-0 to Ohio State when they beat Marshall and Miami of Ohio pretty easily. But I just think that UCF's going to score on everyone. I think they have a pretty good pass defense, ranked number 8th nationally. And the combo right now is UCF quarterback Dylan Gabriel to number 13, Gabriel Davis, who has 25 receptions for 8 touchdowns here. I'm going to go with UCF. I think they win this game by a touchdown, 45-38.
All right. What about Crowder's Florida Gators? They're hosting Auburn Saturday, and Florida is getting 2.5 points at home.
Auburn is just so impressive right now. And here's what's really strange. The line keeps coming down. It's down to 2.5 points now. I think Auburn owns some real advantages. Their offensive line and defensive line just flat out, I think, stronger than Florida. Florida's offensive line is the biggest weakness with both teams. And the one perceived weakness, especially after week one for Auburn, was their quarterback, Bo Nix. But, you know, he's improved. He accounted for 391 yards last week in their big win over Mississippi State. And I will give you a caveat to this game. I don't think Florida can win this game unless they're plus 2 or more in turnover differential. It can happen. Florida Field, one of the toughest places to play. I think Auburn will probably win the game 26-20. We'll take Auburn. But if Florida wins, I do think that they're going to have to win the turnover battle by 2 or more.
You think they got a couple turnovers in them, Crowder?
Oh, yeah. Zuniga's coming back. That front four, baby. I'm with you, girl. They would get us 3 or 4 turnovers.
You're ready for this one,
man.
That's
a good game.
FIU, FIU is a 26.5-point favorite over Massachusetts.
UMass played Akron last week, two of the worst 6 teams. And I must have been – I was looking on YouTube. I found the game, and – I think they only had like 30 views. It must have been friends and family watching this. Both teams recruit a lot in South Florida. When I go to spring games in South Florida, I see their coaches like crazy, but two new coaching staffs, and it was just a poorly played game. They just don't have the talent. In fact, I was looking up, and I realized their roster was small. They only have 56 scholarship players right now, so they'll load up this year, probably sign 30, 32 guys, but FIU, I think they're underperforming. They really got jobbed a couple weeks ago. Did you watch the game when they played against Louisiana Tech, guys?
Was that the crazy cover at the end?
Yeah, where the onside kick was returned for the touchdown.
Yeah.
Before the half, the quarterback for FIU jumps over the top, either the quarterback or the running back, and he got in. Even the announcers, the whole game kept talking about it. They reviewed it. And then on top of that, the next score right before the half when FIU did score, the quarterback gets hit like 4 or 5 yards into the end zone, and the FIU player, one of their linemen, was trying to protect the quarterback, kind of pushed the guy away. He took a flop, and they end up getting 15 yards flagged on him on the kickoff, and that cost him a field goal. So I think the officiating probably, you know, contributed to them losing that game there, and especially not getting the cover. I still think they're a pretty quality program here. They got a receiver, Austin Maloney. This guy last year had 30 targets to him. This year, more than 15. Every time they've targeted him, every time he's got a catchable ball, he's caught it. This guy caught 2 bombs last week. I just keep throwing the ball to this guy. So I think Maloney's going to burn the UMass secondary big time here. I like FIU, 56-24.
All right, Dolphins, we know, are on their bye week. Lee Sterling is with us, professional sports handicapper, and you can check out his website, ParamountSports.com. We always give you a chance to give us 3 random bets of your choice. Give us some winners this week, Lee.
Okay.
Bounce back week. Here we go. Bounce back week. Get in on the bounce back week, everybody.
Yep, that's it. And I expect I know it'll be good if I start getting some texts from you starting on Saturday night. And
nothing
I'm gonna give you
would
one
make me happier.
And two pros. and the college we're going to go with the Stanford-Washington game. And I'm going to give you another guy to watch. Everyone's watching Tua. Everyone's watching Justin Herbert. A third quarterback, I think, is going to emerge for maybe the potential number one draft spot, and it's Jacob Eason. If you remember him, he was at Georgia, gets hurt, and then comes back. When he comes back, it's Jake Fromm's job. What does he do? He transfers to Washington, sits out a year. Now he's having a stellar year, very similar to Justin Herbert, maybe a little stronger arm, not as mobile, but he's a pro-style quarterback. I think he's going to get drafted in the top 10. I'm 100% sure he's coming out unless he gets injured. So he will be a possible candidate. So people might want to watch this game. And I think that Stanford, as bad as they played, I think they're going to slow down the game. They're going to try to get off just 55 to 60 snaps. That means less possessions. When that happens, usually less scoring here. I think Stanford, even though they're not a top-quality team anymore, they still have some pride. And Washington, off some big wins, I think they might you might see their C game. Washington wins the game but does not cover the 16.5.
All right, so Stanford plus the points. And then what are your other two games?
We're gonna go with the pros. And there's some trends going on in the pros right now. We haven't seen this in a while. Underdogs, 39-24-1, and road teams after last night, 41-22-1. We're going to go with a road team first, Minnesota Vikings minus the 5 against the Giants. I think without Barkley, it's going to finally set in. I think teams will have enough film on Jones here. And I think Minnesota, with their star receiver Diggs complaining, I think they're going to use the pass to set up the run. I think they score 30-plus points. They win and cover easily over the Giants. And I'm going to go against Buffalo. I had them last week. I thought it was a great spot for them. Josh Allen even has a decent game. They win the game outright. They still covered the 7 points. Tennessee is solid. Mariota's not thrown an interception this year. Quarterback situation of Buffalo, we don't know which quarterback's going to play, but neither of them I don't think will do much here. Give me Tennessee minus the 3.
All right, there you go. Lee Sterling. Again, the website, ParamountSports.com. He likes Stanford plus the points on Saturday. He likes the Vikings laying the points against the Giants Sunday. The Titans laying the points against the Bills on Sunday. He takes FIU. He takes Auburn over Florida. Takes UCF tonight at Cincinnati. And leans towards Vatek on Saturday against our Hurricanes. There you go. Lee Sterling, we want to hear Rawhide next week.
Rawhide, and if I keep winning, Have Gun Will Travel, Bonanza. We're going to run through the whole gamut of all the country, all those Westerns that everyone knows and loves and gets
Sounds
us all
good.
Fired up.
Lee Sterling, ParamountSports.com is the website. Thank you, Lee.
Thanks, guys.
I believe in the bounce-back weeks. I believe in Lee Sterling, so. Yeah. I don't know if I could pull the trigger on the Vikings this week, though. I you know what I mean? Like, because you're betting against Daniel Jones, and he's gotten something special going.
Yeah.
And, man, those Vikings just seem to be in disarray.
That offense especially.
I mean, they're just in disarray. Like, he was talking about Stephon Diggs. I was watching the highlights, and we know earlier in the week Kirk Cousins apologized to Adam Thielen. And
now, Thielen came back and said he's okay, we're friends.
Like, I don't know. I'm having a tough time believing that the Vikings are not a team in disarray. Like,
circle the wagons type thought?
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be. I mean, yeah, I guess so. I mean, they're not devoid of talent. They've got real talent on that team. Stephon Diggs, Adam Thielen are two great receivers. Kirk Cousins had legit games.
What happened to him?
I don't know. I am torn on that game. I'm torn on that game.
We got a number of other games to bet on.
Let me talk about Camp USA Motorhome Rentals here. And I started the show. I told you our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals have a great giveaway going on, but they're going to select the winner this weekend. So your time to register is right now. Go to either WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com. Do it right now. Click on the link to register to win a day trip to the Miami-Washington game a week from this Sunday, and the trip includes a luxury RV for up to 8 people, a driver for 8 hours, a parking pass, and 4 tickets. It's all from our friends at Camp USA Motorhome Rentals. They've got the official terms and conditions on their website, but if you go to WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com, you can register for that right now. We know the Miami-Washington game a week from Sunday might be the battle for Tua. So that'll be a fun game to be at, especially if you're there in an RV that's got a driver with it and you can just sit back and relax. So go register right now. They're picking the winner this weekend. You go to WQAM.com or theticketmiami.com, scroll down to the bottom or click on the contest tab and you will see it. I love talking about Camp USA motorhome rentals. You know, you can rent an RV. I mean, these are nicer than hotel rooms. And fall is here. You start planning a trip this month. Maybe you want to see the leaves changing colors in Tennessee or northern Florida. Camp USA will give you a 10% discount for a three-day or more rental this month. So if you want to plan something for the end of the month, very easy to do. And then you start thinking about Thanksgiving would be an amazing RV trip over Thanksgiving break. Before you know it, it'll be Christmas and New Year's. You're thinking about an RV getaway for Christmas or New Year's. You start planning that now because they do sell out for the holidays. Camp USA Motorhome Rentals, they've been in business over 15 years, located just off the Coconut Creek Parkway exit on the Turnpike. Call 954-520-0075 or go to their website, campusarv.com. That website again, campusarv.com. All right, we will take a quick break here. We got a lot more to come on this Football Friday on Hockman and Crowder. I know people are already texting in, waiting till 5 o'clock. People were coming up to us last night at Funky Buddha. Funky Buddha made a 5 o'clock kind of a parody video.
Awesome.
I should tweet that out or Instagram that out. Maybe you could do that, Solana. Funky Buddha made a video similar to what we do at the 5 o'clock top of the hour. Do we have a weekly show recap, Dan Day? Oh, Dan Day's been in the lab.
I like it.
He's got an audio recap of some of the best of what you may have heard this week. And when I say the best of, obviously it'll be stuff from other shows. Couldn't have been from here, but Dan Day puts it together, and that'll be fun. So 5 o'clock, it goes off. 5 o'clock on a Friday, Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza.
Cranks up, baby.
And it's a Football Friday presented by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. This hour on Hockman and Crowder, like all hours, presented by our friends at Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We have Jamie Eisenberg coming on in about 15 minutes to answer fantasy football questions. I got yelled at last week by Bogarting all the time. And so I will take a few calls, but I have just important stuff to get to with Jamie. So
I'll try to run through some text, too. So text in. I'll try to run through some questions for you as well.
67974 on the text machine. 67974 on the text machine if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg. Texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. I've had an experiment running the last couple of days. I say we love you. At the end of a segment, only to guess, though, that we love me and Crowder.
No, you. Yeah,
no, we.
I don't love any of them.
I can speak for you on this on this situation. I know which guest that you love. So yesterday, I kind of did it accidentally with Moeller. Here's what happened. So Randy Moeller, he's a big, rough and tough hockey player. Mm-hmm. But he is a teddy bear.
Teddy bear?
He likes to feel coddled. He wants to.
Where do you get that from?
I just know he wants to feel hugged, you know. And so at the end of the interview yesterday, I dropped on him, you know, hey, good luck this season, we love you. Like, he takes this stuff very seriously, and I believe it's muscle memory. You know, when someone says I love you, not I love you, I love you, mm-hmm. casual like that, it's muscle memory. It's just reflex to say, yeah, I love you too.
Whose reflex?
Everyone's.
Come on, man.
I love you. Hey, you see, you had to fight it. You had to fight it.
No. It makes you uncomfortable what it does.
Dan Day over there behind the glass, I love you, buddy. Look at that. Oh. He mouthed I love you too and did the hand tap on the heart. Right? I think we're in a gang now together.
That's a dangerous gang.
I think
nobody's fooling with Dan and Mark.
I think we're in a gang. So, do you have the sound of Moeller yesterday, Solana? You have the sound from Moeller yesterday? This is Randy Moeller at the end of that interview. So, Randy Moeller, we talked Panthers hockey. It was the opening night. And so, here is, I just kind of casually say we love you. And Moeller, he didn't seem to have the muscle memory to just say it right back at me. You have it? This is Moeller. Yeah. All right, Moeller, good luck on the season. We're going to talk to you plenty. We love you.
All right.
All right. So,
all right.
I think he was processing. You know what? He was about to get on the team bus. I'm not even lying.
Yeah.
He had to come on with us at a certain time because he was going to be on the team bus. I think he was processing. So then, before we play Omar's, can we play Ira from earlier? Do you have Ira's? So Ira Winderman, I figured, okay, let me try this on Ira, who, you know, has been coming on this show 6, 7, 8 years. Yeah.
I have an emotional attachment to Ira.
You love him.
But I don't love him.
Sure you do.
I don't love him.
Absolutely you do.
Love, you just throw love around willy-nilly.
I love ya, and I love you is very different.
What?
It's very different. So I tried
one more letter.
I tried it on Ira earlier in the show today, and then, you know, he was like, he seemed to almost be there, so I tickled him a little more. I just never really got him to where I wanted to get him. Ira Winderman, read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. There's your 15 minutes of heat. We love you, Ira.
Chance of hail, temperatures dipping to the low 30s tonight. Thank you, fellas.
All right, we love you, Ira.
Thanks.
Thanks!
So we love you.
Thanks again.
From Ira. Us. From us.
From us.
But yesterday, it worked on Omar Kelly.
Damn, Omar.
This was a great moment in radio history. Omar gave us an I love you back, and it became the celebration heard worldwide. All right, Omar. We love you.
All right, guys. Love you too.
Bye. Oh, you too. That's what I'm talking about. I love that. Play Omar's one more time. Because he that's what happens. You start to process it. And so he was just saying goodbye, and then he processed it. Oh, I just heard I love you. All right, I love you back. Like, that's a natural response right there. All right, Omar. We love you.
All right, guys. Love you too. Bye.
That's what I'm talking about. Guarantee you. Jamie Eisenberg will give it to me.
No.
Guarantee
no,
you.
No, he's a deep thinker, man. He has a family.
Me.
Like, he's not wasting up love like you
family.
Waste up love. You waste up love.
Remind me in the next segment. If you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, he is the fantasy football guru for CBSSports.com. If you have a fantasy football question, line it up right now. 786-360-0790, 786-360-0790. Jamie Eisenberg from CBSSports.com going to answer all your fantasy football questions next, Papa.
Y'all got to get out to Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, and holler at my homeboy, Eric Nunez. This amazing dealership has an award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. You've seen those Chevys on the road. They are beautiful. I'm driving my Suburban right now. But if you want to see how a dealership is really supposed to look and really supposed to be run, go down to Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They will save you thousands less than any other dealer, not in the city or state, but in the nation. And other dealers bring their family and friends and loved one to Eric Nunez because he can hook them up better than they can hook themselves up. Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet is your Silverado headquarters as well. And if you are a pickup truck guy or gal, check out these new Silverados. They're amazing. Find new roads, but don't overpay. Get incredible deals every time you go to Lou Back Road. Why would you go anyplace else if you're in the market for a new car? Go see my friend Eric Nunez, his award-winning staff with those award-winning lineup of cars and trucks. Like I said, go see how a real dealership is supposed to look, supposed to be run, supposed to be manned. It is amazing down on 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway. And trust me, they're going to hook you up. I've bought 2 cars from Eric. I've sent dozens of people down there. Don't be surprised when you get the best deal you've ever seen because that's what Eric does. 441 just south of the Sawgrass Expressway and online at CoconutCreekChevrolet.com. Lou Back Road, Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right. Again, if you have a fantasy football question for Jamie Eisenberg, line it up right now, 786-360-0790. Answer all your fantasy football questions next on Hockman and Crowder.